Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi has dissolved the lower house of parliament, paving the way for a snap election on February 8th. The move comes just 3 months into her term as Ms. Takaichi seeks to bank on her popularity to help the ruling LDP regain ground after major losses in recent years. Campaigning begins on Tuesday with all 465 seats up for grabs. CNA senior correspondent Michio Ishida joins us live from Tokyo. Mitch, what's next for Japan now that the House of Representatives has been dissolved?
Well, we just heard that Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi has left for the Liberal Democratic Party's headquarters, certifying her party's candidates and taking photos with them. Now, LDP candidates could reach close to 300. Generally speaking, former lower house members should be heading back to their constituencies to prepare for the coming election. They need to work with local volunteers to set up an election headquarters and start working on campaign schedule. Some may start campaigning ahead of time. Now, campaigning officially kicks off for 16 days from next Tuesday after candidates register on the day. And basically, the style is to go around their constituencies on election vans, repeat their names, speak on the streets or from the top of their van, shake hands with the members of the public. And to run, candidates must be a Japanese citizen over the age of 25 and is not serving prison term. And to return for and to run for a constituency, a fee of 3 million yen, about $19,000 is required. And for proportional seating, 6 million. And if running for both, a total 6 million. Now, a refund of most of the fee is possible depending on the number of votes won. 465 seats will be contested. The LDP with Japan Innovation Party held a slim majority before the dissolution of the lower house.
And what are some of the key issues for voters in the coming polls?
Well, dealing with the rise of cost of living is regarded as the highlight at this point. Now, Prime Minister Takaichi's position is to aggressively spend for the people. And in December, her government passed a huge 18.3 trillion yen, which is about $115 billion extra budget. And this includes support for higher electricity and gas fees. There are media reports implementation of measures to deal with higher costs will be delayed due to a snap election. But on X, Ms. Takaichi countered that view, indicating she is on the way of putting forth effective measures, for example, to ease and eventually lift provisional tax on gasoline, implement subsidies for utilities, and cash handouts for families with children by the end of March. And suddenly this week, Ms. Takaichi said she wanted to lift sales tax from food and beverage for 2 years. It's after the newly formed party, Centrist Reform Alliance, a combination of the biggest opposition party, Constitutional Democrats, and Komeito, which was an LDP coalition partner until October last year, announced their proposal to lift sales tax from food last week. Basically, many parties want to lift or reduce sales tax, and Ms. Takaichi is seen to have jumped on the bandwagon. Now, what stands out from the ruling coalition's political platform different from others is the proposal to step up immigration control and restrict purchase of real estate by foreigners. So we'll wait and see how the public will vote.
All right, Mitch, thanks for that update. CNA senior correspondent Michio Ishida there reporting in Tokyo.